Blackstone Audio presents Steel Across the Sky by Nancy Kress. From Marty, King's Pawn to King's Pawn 4. Now the day is over. Night is drawing nigh. Shadows of the evening steal across the sky. Sabina Baring-Gould. History is indeed little more than the register of the crimes, follies, and misfortunes of mankind. Edward Gibbon. It ain't necessarily so. Ira Gershwin. Part 1. The Crime. 1. Luca. "Well," Cam said, rising on her toes and leaning toward the bridge's main screen. "There they are." Luca, despite the tightness in his throat, was startled into laughter. All the hoping to be chosen for this insane mission, all the agonizing over the Atoner's unknown selection criteria, all the complicated family reactions and media furor and governmental observation, all the tension on the voyage out. And then Cam greets the alien star system with the most mundane understatement possible. And this was Cam, an American who thrived on flamboyance like vineyards on sun, although perhaps that was the point. Cam was making an uncharacteristic effort to be careful. Soledad scowled. Luca understood. Soledad had to be viewing the Kular system with mixed emotions. She was the alternate witness, and neither Luca nor Cam had died on the trip to Kular. Neither had fallen ill, gone insane, changed his or her mind.